T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coronavirus concerns continue. Ryan Burrow joining us now with the latest. And Ryan, you know, a lot of the concern obviously is with the immediate future and what is happening to combat the virus right now. But many people have been looking ahead to this summer as the Olympics set to take place in Japan, not too far from the epicenter of the outbreak.
Yeah, and one of the big concerns at this point is the Chinese athletes, because you've got American athletes, Australian athletes, African athletes, well, you name it, all across the world, they are now qualifying for these games. And unfortunately for the Chinese athletes who have not yet qualified, they're getting stuck in that they can't go to some of these tournaments. They're not allowed to travel. There are certain travel bans, and as a result, You see some athletes who really don't know whether they'll even have an opportunity to qualify for the Olympics. Now, the Olympics themselves are still on and scheduled. Japan has seemingly every week come out with a new release saying, we think we'll be fine. We're taking the proper precautions. We want to make sure that we protect the fans, the athletes, everything like that. And obviously, we're still 5 months away. But, this is the time when a lot of athletes need to get into these tournaments worldwide to qualify, and they're just unable to do that right now.
That cruise ship off Yokohama, that's got to be a big concern to so many, because Tokyo is not that far away.
It is, and that's one of the reasons why the Japanese officials keep saying, look, we're still a long ways away. We're taking more precautions than we probably need to, and these Olympics will go off, because there have been serious questions about that. Now, I've talked with a lot of American Olympic hopefuls. I talked with members of the U.S. women's basketball team this week when they were in town for the All-Star game. They said they've gotten no guidance at all from the United States Olympic Committee, Olympic Paralympic Committee, about their travel restrictions. I talked to a couple karate sisters from suburban Chicago. They said they were just at a competition in Paris. They saw people with masks at the airport. They haven't been told anything. So from an American Olympic perspective, they really haven't been given any information as to where they should be, where they can and can't be, who they should and should not be competing against. So there are still a lot of questions internationally.
Well, hopefully everything is working out well for the athletes. So Ryan, thanks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live. The coronavirus concerns spreading now to the Olympics.
And also hearing this morning, too, that two passengers from that quarantine cruise ship have died of coronavirus.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.